It's Wednesday morning and time for Managing Your Money, brought to you by ESB Financial for banking, investments, trusts, and mortgage. And we're pleased to be joined on this Wednesday morning by Candace Wakeman, Marketing Officer, ESB Financial. Candace, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ron. I'm doing very well.
Always good to talk to you. In fact, boy, twice this week, Candace was with ESB President Michael Black on Monday morning talking about the big anniversary year this year. So we look forward to hearing much more about that throughout the year, Candace, and I'm sure we will, huh?
Yes, for sure. We're excited to share all the history of the bank.
Well, we want to get to financial goals, which is a pretty popular topic once the holidays are over and we're into January in reality, Candace.
Yeah, I just kind of want to talk a little bit about just how to set financial goals today, and that's really ultimately going to help you start 2026 off on the right foot. You know, managing your money can feel overwhelming, and so today I'm going to break it down for you a little bit more and show you how to make it more manageable for you.
You know, it's something I think a lot of people struggle with. Where should someone start, you know, if they want their finances to be on track this year?
I think a great place to start for me is to look back at what you did last year and then set some clear goals for yourself. So I would say take a look at maybe what your spending was last year and your saving, and then work from that. So what worked and maybe what didn't work, and then set a goal that's specific and realistic. So instead of saying, I want to save just more money this year, try saying, I want to do $250 a month. So that way your goals are clear and it just makes it easier to stay focused too.
All right, Candace, once we have a goal in mind, what might be the next step?
For me, I always look at updating my budget and building a safety net. So maybe that's make sure your budget reflects your income and your expenses first, and then what are you focusing on? So are you focusing on saving? Are you focusing on paying down debt? Or maybe you're cutting back on where you can. Just looking at what you did and what worked and stuff like that will help you kind of set your goals too. I think if possible, work towards saving an emergency fund too for 3 to 6 months is kind of what we always say for expenses, just in case anything pops up. And then make sure you automate those things. So automate your savings and then have as many bills on auto as well, because that'll help you over time.
Yeah, good tip there. You know, debt is another big concern for a lot of people. Any advice there?
Absolutely. So this is one that's kind of near and dear to my heart because we've paid off a lot of debt and we've used a lot of things to be able to help us do that. For me, really it's just having a plan. So some people like to pay off debt from smallest balance first to the largest. Others like to focus on higher interest rates. So it's really just whatever works for you. Either approach works as long as you just stay consistent with it. And even just small payments here and there make a difference as well over time.
And this just isn't about the short term, right?
No. So, you know, it's kind of easy to get stuck into kind of what's right in front of you. But it's also really good to look kind of beyond this year and what's maybe going to be long-term goals. So that could be, you know, planning for retirement, maybe buying a home or saving for your child's education, whatever that looks like for you. Everybody's situation is different. And if you need help doing this, our investment center is always here, happy to help you as well with those bigger goals.
Financial goals. Great tips this morning from Candace Wakeman. Do you have a money message for us?
I do. I just want to remind everyone that ESB Financial will be closed on Monday, January 19th, in observance of Martin Luther King Jr. Day. We will reopen with the regular hours, obviously, the next day, Tuesday, January 20th. And then if you need any help with any of the goals that I mentioned today or financial planning, just don't hesitate to stop by any of our locations, either in Emporia or Manhattan, or you can visit our website at esbfinancial.com to learn more. We'd be happy to help.
Thanks much, Candace. Always good to talk to you.
You too, Ron.
Candace Wakeman, Marketing Officer, ESB Financial, with Managing Your Money. Brought to you by ESB Financial, an Emporia tradition since 1901, with locations in Emporia and Manhattan. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.